Nick Jones at Sunshine Radio with another podcast. Now, Shire Folk are launching a new rural network across Bridge North, Ludlow and Hereford. It's a brand new initiative which is set to showcase some of the UK's finest emerging folk artists at venues in Hereford, Ludlow and Bridge North, and has received support from the National Lottery through Arts Council England. We popped along to Ludlow Distillery to speak to Wesley and Jen, Shire Folk Limited, to find out what it's all about.
Shire Folk it all came about when we went and saw some incredible performers perform at the English Folk Expo. And we were elated to see them, and then devastated when we realised we couldn't follow that up with another show without travelling across the country. Right. So what was felt was, rather than kind of bemoan that, we thought, well, let's just set up our own network and bring the artists to us. That's kind of the start point, really.
Yeah, I mean, we went to the Kitchen Garden Cafe in Birmingham last October, and we saw George Bonesma, who's the first Shire Folk artist, perform. On the drive home from that, it was a case of, what a cool space, you know, and we don't have anything like that around us. The seed just sort of sat there for a few weeks, and you know, you had that conversation, it just keeps popping up. It's like, oh, we should do something. And then we just started to talking to a few people, and everybody was really, really positive about the whole idea. We spoke to Ludlow Distillery, we spoke to Violet's Cafe, and suddenly just sort of got some wind beneath the wings for it, didn't it, as a project.
So from conception then, when you first saw it, how long has it taken to get to where you are now?
This is month 11.
Oh, wow.
So the seed was October last year, and it sort of formulated to a stronger plan by sort of April, and then the project definitely got the full green light in late May, and then so from late May we've been working on this pretty solidly now to try and get this to this point now.
And do you have artists on your books or...?
Not exactly. So what we've done is we've gone around, we've visited Focus Wales, we've been to the Cambridge Folk Festival, we've spent quite a lot of legwork, as it were, finding artists that we think are phenomenal and should be heard. And fit within the project that we're trying to do. The English Folk Expo has been incredible. So they have a mentorship program where they select artists that they think deserve to be pushed and deserve to be supported. From thousands of applicants, they pick four in a year. The majority of our performers for the first the few seasons have all come through that mentorship program. So that was kind of handy for us because you already had this incredible level of selection.
Yeah.
Then about 18 months ago, I think it was, I booked Spires and Bowden for the Regal.
Right, yeah.
And I had an email about a week before going, would you mind if we brought a support artist? And I was like, yeah, okay, that sounds good. And then Lady Nade turned up, and she was just incredible. The whole room was just like, complete full attention on her. She was great. So we kept her phone number and we said, one day we might have a project that we can do. And so, yeah, we just phoned her and said, look, this is what we're actually doing. Would you like to come along? And she said, yes, love the project.
Is it kind of snowballing though, where it's getting to a stage where artists are contacting you saying, look,
we have a registration. So with each of the shows as well, although we're bringing over artists to the Shires, who we normally would find difficult to see over here, we're also supporting very grassroots local artists as well.
Yeah.
So each of the shows will have a local support act, and we're encouraging people to jump onto our website, shirefolk.co.uk, and there's a register your act on that webpage there. We're trying to make sure that it's not just this level that's already sort of on this path to greatness. It's about getting the grassroots, getting people in front, listening to your original music and helping them on their journey as well.
Yeah, you're asking people to send demos in, or is it just simply register their acts?
Register your act through the website. Obviously, as much social media presence is handy, because then we can actually see what people's performances are like. But we're making the effort to then go and see them perform live.
Right.
And that's another element to the project that we've actually, is the digital content element. So, As Wes was saying, he programs for theatre, and if you get approached by an artist and they want you to book them, if you don't have that digital content to then go back and see how do these people perform live, what kind of music are they performing? How is their presence? It's really hard to actually take a risk on a new act.
Yep.
But a lot of sort of up and coming artists don't have that digital content. So one part of the project that we're doing is we're filming shows, we're multi-track recording shows, and then that allowing then those performers to actually have access to that to then be able to promote themselves for the future and get picked up by bigger
So maybe
spaces.
Some of these up and coming performers are in again in touch with you. I've never performed in front of a crowd before.
Oh no, they've all got experience performing.
Right, okay.
They're all established performers in their own right. It's just it's supporting them on that route up. So
Everyone that we've got as our Shy Folk artists at the moment, they've all played on the Cambridge Folk Festival stage.
Oh right, okay, yeah, yeah.
So they're all definitely very much on a journey into greatness.
Yeah.
But it's about having a space which is in between pub level and 250-seater theatre level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's that journey between those two. So this is that 30-to-50-seater venue where it's about that stepping stone. And this is the dream is that in a few years' time, you'll be able to step back and go, I saw them in a space with 30 or 50 people,
And
when you then seeing them headline these festivals elsewhere. So.
Yeah, it's good. So what's coming up? What's the future now? What have you got coming up very shortly?
Well, it all actually kicks off this week. So on Thursday, we have our first performance, which is George Boomsma, and that's our first Shire Folk tour. And so that's on Thursday at Ludlow Distillery. Will we open the inaugural event?
Then it'll be the Friday night. They'll move to the Jam Factory in Hereford, and then straight over to Bridge North on the Saturday night at Violet's Cafe. So that's the 3-day tour. And then next month, we've got Lady Need.
Lady Need is coming back over, and she'll be doing the same tour. So she'll be October the 12th to the 14th. We'll be touring Lady Need across the region as well. And then to end the autumn season, we have Amelia Coburn, who is our November artist. So she's the 16th to the 18th of November.
And we've also programmed some of our February. We take sort of December and January off because everybody's in Panto Land and all that kind of stuff. So in February, we've got Maddie Morris. Maddie Morris is going to do the 1st to the 3rd of February. February is LGBTQ+ History Month.
Yeah.
And Maddie is releasing an album around all of that subject and the history on our first Shire Folk Day in February. So it'll be at Ludlow Distillery. She'll be releasing her album to sort of coincide with all of that.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. It's amazing.
A little exclusive there as well.
Exactly. Same as George Boomsma's releasing his single from his new recordings this Thursday at Ludlow Distillery.
Excellent. How can people get all the tickets for the event?
All tickets are available through our website. So if they go to shirefolk.co.uk, that is the ticket portal. All the information for every venue is there, so they can select which show and where they want to go and see it.
Excellent.
We also have a podcast, so you can jump onto any of your podcasting services, and that's Shire Folk, mostly on Apple and Spotify and Amazon and all the regular places. They're all across the board. So each month we're interviewing the up-and-coming artists. So we've just released our first episode, which is about 45 minutes, hanging out and chatting with George Boomsma, and then next month we'll be releasing the Lady Need podcast.
Brilliant. So all the details that you need for shirefolk.co.uk on that website. They're also offering, and they're quite proud of this as well, they're creating intern opportunities for those who'd like to get more experience in sound engineering. Wesley, we put that question to him. Why is there a shortage of sound engineers?
I've been finding across the theatres around this region that it's more complicated to get hold of sound engineers when you need them. And there seems to be a shortage. Not everybody came back to the industry afterwards. So what we're doing is we're running an intern program. The desk and the PA that we've bought for the Shire Folk program is very, very similar to the same PA sort of setup that the theatres around here use. Mm-hmm. So we're taking an intern out with us for a couple of tours, and they'll get hands-on experience. They will have had some experience. We're working with Hereford College of Arts for the first intern who's just qualified there. And what we're doing now is giving them some air miles, taking them out on the road, working with, real-life complications and suddenly learning how important gaffer tape really, really is.
Gaffer tape is the best thing ever.
Is it
like an apprenticeship scheme of some sort?
Well, it's not an official apprenticeship scheme, and that's it. It's more work experience. So you're coming out and you're working with the interesting venues, creating, building the PAs in unusual spaces and dealing with real world problems to make that show happen at 8 o'clock, and the doors open at 7 o'clock. And that's kind of the way that the show must go on kind of approach.
I had the life frightened out of me for my first ever engineering appearance, which was for Fairport Convention.
Hey, we've brought them a few times. They're lovely.
Yeah, but I didn't get it right.
Oh, so how badly not engine, right?
A few F's and Jeffs are shouting at me, but again. No, it's kind of a great thing to get into. I mean, that's how I got into radio, really. It was always the engineering side more than the actually be on air side. So it's a great thing to have up your sleeve.
One of the major things about this project as well is the environmental impact of touring.
Yeah.
So it was one of those things we were kind of looking at, that because we couldn't go and see these artists, and if you wanted to go and see them, it meant getting in the car and driving quite substantial distances. I think the closest would be Birmingham, but otherwise it is kind of travelling up north or going down to London. What we're actually exploring as part of this project is a model, is if you bring the artist to the audience, how does that impact environmentally against taking an entire audience constantly out of the region? And so the kind of the financial impact of that and the environmental impact of that is we're kind of exploring that. Having them literally go from Hereford, Ludlow and Bridge North, it's like they're quite close, but they're far enough away to have separate audiences. But it's much more convenient for people to then just kind of pop in and go to their local town rather than thinking, right, it's an hour's drive. Am I going to go? That's one of the things.
It's also a challenge as well for small venues for an engineer as well. Yeah. I mean, this venue that we're at now, to me, this would echo. It wouldn't be the best place, but you said this is acoustically great.
For this kind of music, I wouldn't put like a full drum kit in here.
No.
Because you'd still be hearing the first snare drum at the end of the show. but for a gentle acoustic guitar and beautiful voice or a cello, and we've got one lady in April, she's a harpist and she's going to have a fiddle player with her. This is actually a really nice space for that kind of music. So
these venues that you've got going with Shire Folk as well, I mean, what would be the capacity? What would be the biggest size?
The biggest would be 50. We're aiming generally for about 30. So they're intimate affairs, they're sort of meet and greets. It's all hanging out with the artist as well afterwards. And, you know, so it's much more intimate show rather than audience artist big divide, you know. And the other engineering issue, again, the problems and the joy of fixing problems is what I think that we all like as engineers. At our Violets, it's a room of two sort of halves, so we've actually built a secondary relay PA system. So although the engineer is going to be in a small spaces, they're dealing with big problems and having to deal with how does he make two different rooms sound the same. So there's a lot of interesting things they'll learn along that. Now, we are open to people registering who want to become an intern with us. So again, just jump onto the website, shirefact.co.uk, and you can go onto the contact us. And if you think this is something of interest to you, then please send us your details. We're looking for about 3 or 4 more over the next 18 months.
All in the same area, or just I mean you're looking at Bridge North, maybe Ludlow, and
So we'd like the artist, the intern, to come with us on the 3 days,
right,
so that they experience the complications of each different venue,
yep,
and the joys of each venue. And I think it's about having that sort of tour experience, I think, would be part of it. So they can come from anywhere across the shires, but as long as they're able to get to, they have to be 18 also, because Jam Factory is a bar, so they need to be 18 plus to reach
at these there. Events as well. Will you be doing the Shire Folk kind of podcast at the events?
We'll be capturing some live content while we're there, won't we? The podcasts themselves are more about that conversation with the artist, but I think we'll be trying to get a few little snippets while we're there. But the live and the digital content is all being kind of captured at those live events. So we'll be videoing the performances and maybe a little bit of behind the scenes bits and pieces.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 3-camera shoot for each of the shows. So it's like multi-track on Logic, 3 cameras recording the whole thing. And then we'll take that back into the studio and sort of edit that up and then mix it in separately. So they've got really high quality digital content sort of to promote them afterwards. And for those who want to revisit their favourite song of the night, can jump online and go and watch it. Yeah,
brilliant. You can obviously, you've got a YouTube channel as well.
So that's Shire Folk Music. So all our website is shirefolk.co.uk, but all our socials are Shire Folk Music.
There will be links on the website.
Okay,
great stuff. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good luck for Thursday.
Yeah, thanks.